This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama, well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mix Sunday Morning for the week of November 26, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Earlier in the week, I put a post, "What are you thankful for?" And I know this is the week after Thanksgiving, but it's still the Thanksgiving weekend. And I want to share some of those comments with you. And as I mentioned, they're from family, they're from friends, and some of them are truly deep and thankful to the Lord for what he's done in their life. And I'll be sharing those and much more coming up on the show. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. We're going to jump right into the comments on what are you thankful for? And it started out with Mr. Brian Wilmoth, and he comes from Sandersville, Georgia. And he says, "I am thankful for someone introducing me to Jesus Christ in 2011. Miss Carly J. Milstead says, "Jesus and family." My oldest son, Aaron Wyckoff, and I thank you for this, bub, "Thankful for an awesome father." Miss Sherry and Gary Bentley, "Jesus and my family." Mr. Reed Thompson, "Thankful for my healthy family and friends. We take that for granted so much." Mr. Josh Davis, "I'm thankful for my family, a good job, and every day the man upstairs gives me the chance to wake up every morning so I can show that I'm better than the man I was yesterday." Ms. Shannon Fowler Dropman, "Christian school for both of our kids. Thankful every single day." We'll get back to more of "What Am I Thankful For?" right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. We'll jump right back into "What Am I Thankful For?" Mr. Randy Kane, "Only God opened the doors to my journey through life, family, friends, career, trials, and tribulations." Miss Renee Carter, "Thankful for my family and how God has blessed my life beyond measure, so much that I don't deserve, but his grace and mercy showers me daily." Mr. Tracy Taylor, "Another year with my dad. He's 81 and has been in declining health for the last few years, but he's hanging in there." Miss Libby Frost, "My salvation and my beautiful growing family." Mr. Clay Blanchard, "Thankful for 7 grandchildren and the number 8 on its way. God's grace." Jeremy Hogan, my cousin that leads our family by example. Thank you, Jeremy. Mr. Chris Heyman, "Time we get to have with our loved ones." Anna Grace Wyckoff, "My little Padawan, as I call her. My niece and nephews." Anderson Wyckoff, "Thankful the Lord blessed me with a beautiful woman and 2 precious little boys, but mostly thankful for the journey he has carried me to open my eyes to him and not this world." We'll be back with more of "What I'm Thankful For" on Mixed Sunday Morning. I hope you enjoyed the "What Am I Thankful For" so far in the show, and I've got several to go through, so let's get right back to it. Miss Joanne Hogan Timmons said, "I am so thankful for a large family who love gathering and being together. I am thankful for such spirit-filled and caring family who are there to help, love, and share hugs and kisses and God's word at every opportunity they can." Miss Lee Green Kraling from Montgomery says, "Thankful for my 4. my sweet daughter-in-law, Morgan Wyckoff, said, "Thankful for my mother and father-in-law for raising such an amazing man that I get to call my husband, and so thankful for my sweet Grayson and Hayes and family." Jim Maxwell says, "Salvation, family, and freedom." Miss Leslie Christensen from Houston, Texas, puts everything and the miracle that just happened in our lives. And I hope to get her on the show so she can tell you all about it. Miss Sherry Hendricks Brewer from Chelsea says, my salvation, all of my family, and my vapor family. God bless all of you for sharing that. We'll be back with more What Am I Thankful For on Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, the What Am I Thankful edition, and we'll jump right back into those. Mr. Matt Roper, my family, my freedom, and my salvation. Miss Katrina Ray, Jesus, family, friends, our dog Buddy, God answering our prayers of adopting our beautiful girl Ava. And that is a big story, and I hope I can get them on the show to just explain that process and where this sweet child came from. Mr. Connor Clay Spivey, Jesus and family. Miss Raven Thornton Maddox, thankful that my dad is healed, healthy, and here to celebrate Thanksgiving. Miss Leslie Collier for her Nana. Miss Tammy Gill says, oh boy, where do I begin? Thankful for my salvation and my relationship with the Lord. I'm thankful for my husband's love and how he provides for his family. Thankful for my daughter and how she's such a kind heart for her family, the elderly, and animals. Thankful for my entire family on both sides and to know that we were always there for each other. Thankful for my dog, Coda, for her goofy ways and to help me feel happiness every day. Thankful for my precious students. Thankful for my job, home, and plenty of necessities we need daily. Thankful for my freedom and the men and women of the armed forces that provided this gift. Thankful for you, she puts in parentheses, Greg. You make a difference each day. Thank you for that kind comment. Miss McKaylee Dew says, I'm thankful for the friendships I've made and for the memories of my girl that isn't here with us anymore. Miss Susan Williams, most importantly, I'm thankful I was allowed to wake up this morning. Recently, I've learned to appreciate and be thankful for being able to function without assistance. I don't have much for materialistic things, but I'm very thankful to have food, shelter, and clothing. I'm thankful that God has allowed me to survive in this world with a wonderful man by my side. Thankful for my small family, including my fur babies. Recently, I've learned that it's truly all the little things in life to be thankful for. Miss Wanda Nell, thankful for peace, serenity, and beauty God shows me at the beginning of each day. His promise of spending eternity with him. Miss Kelly Brown Winborn from Houston, Texas says, I'm thankful my parents taught me love. Love for Jesus, love for others, and also tough love. God still moves. We'll be back with more What Am I Thankful For on Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Mixed Sunday Morning, and we're winding up the show. I think we have Casting Crowns, Lauren Daigle, coming up in the next block. And today we've been talking about What Am I Thankful For and reading all the comments, and I have a few more of those to go. But I'm thankful on this show for Dickie Wright, Robo Motors, and Silicaga Handicap for sponsoring the show. I am truly blown away each week because it does reach people. And it's not me. Like I said, I'm not worthy of this. I'm no kind of DJ. I don't have the talent to do it. I bumble things at times, but I just want to be the one in this seat that God uses however he sees fit. And Dickie, thank you, because again, this week, somebody who I was in a setting that this show would not have come up, and we should have been talking football, just told me, you know, turned around and told me that they appreciate the show and listen to it every week. So thank you, Dickie, for making that happen. We've got a few more thank yous to go. Miss Anna Estavillo from Houston, Texas says, I'm thankful for my sweet church, my little home, my two rambunctious pups, my wonderful husband, and family and friends that love me unconditionally. Bill Wyckoff, dad, says, for my entire family who stand firmly on the solid rock of Jesus. Mr. Steve Martin says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And he also puts on here Psalms 107, verse 1, God alone, God's forgiveness, his plan, his love, and his mercy. Miss Amy Banks Luck from Houston, Texas says, thankful my oldest son is still with us. He has almost died twice. So thankful we were able to get him to the hospital both times for emergency brain surgery. And I hope this is another person. I've asked her to come on the show to talk about that and just keep her son in your prayers. And as I close it, I just want to remind everybody to, yes, to be thankful for the little things. Be thankful again for the things that we see that God is doing in our lives that we don't see. Because it's easy to thank him for how he moves and what we see. You know, I see it every day. I'm thankful he moves in my life. I've seen him do things in my life. But I'm also thankful for the things that he does that I don't see. The things that he protects me from, he protects my family from, that I never have to face. I hope you enjoyed the show today. If the Lord doesn't come back, I'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mixing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.